means a broader heart. They are not satisfied simply by personal comfort. In political history also, we find so many great leaders, they sacrifice their own comforts. In your country, there was George Washington. He sacrificed so many. There were other leaders in every country, in political field, similarly social field also. Even the political leaders, the mobs, they also, he was also compassionate by seeing the terrible condition of the Russian peasants. So he started the communist movement. That is the way. A great man. A war for the general mass of people. And now that is a great. So Advaita Prabhu, when he found that people are simply engaged in eating, sleeping, and they are not concerned, no concern with Krishna. And and their life is being spoiled. So he wanted to start a Krishna consciousness movement about 600 years ago. But he considered himself as unable to take up this movement seriously because the condition of the people was so wretched. He thought that if Krishna himself comes, then it can be done. Otherwise, it is not possible. So Advaita Prabhu called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his call, he appeared. Krishna appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was almost like grandson of Advaita Prabhu. But when he was a young man, very beautiful youth, so at that time nobody knew. But Advaita Prabhu knew that he is Krishna, he has come. So he was simply, sometimes devotees pretend to be not in knowledge, say, you are playing Krishna, this boy is very nice. If he takes us the Krishna consciousness movement, then it is very successful, it is very intelligent, beautiful. In this way, there was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, this Krishna consciousness movement was going nicely, very. And after him, there were six Goswamis, they also married. Then as it is the rule of this material world, that you start something very good, but in due course of time, the things deteriorate. So this Vaishnava, Krishna consciousness movement also deteriorated in due course of time. Say, after the disappearance of the Goswamis, about 250 years after, these things become most ridiculous. The so-called devotees, their representative is still continuing. They are called Prakita Sahaja. Prakita Sahaja means taking things very easy. They thought that Radha Krishna is just like a boy and girl's lusty affairs. And in this way, they took it. The sex life has religion. In Vivekananda, he also criticized Vaishnavism in sex religion. So, the things deteriorated in such a way. Similarly, as Advaita Prabhu was afflicted, similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was at that time a householder, government officer, and magistrate. He felt very much, Lord Chaitanya's moment is so. People, as soon as one will see that he belongs to the Chaitanya Sampradaya, he will deny that he will have self simply getting some sex pleasure, that's all. There were 13 pseudo Vaishnavas, 13 sects. Aul, Baul, Kaptavaja, Nera, Darve, Sai, Sahajya, Sakiveti, Sai, the Sai, Sai community. You have heard that in London, there is a Sai community, Sai Hindu Center, you have heard from Gokanda. The Sai is there still. So there are 13 pseudo pretenders belonging to the Chaitanya Sampradaya. They are called first Aul, Baul, Kaptavaja, Nara, Darvesh, Sang, Sakiveti, Gaurangnari, Siddhadhari, Otibari, Smarta, Jadvosai, like that. 13. So if I describe this 13, it will take 5 minutes. So I don't describe all them. But one or two, must be described. The most important is a Jat Gosai. Jati Gosai. They created a caste of Gosai. Just like they created a caste of Brahmin, a caste of Gosai. But with Gosai he will come by hereditary birth. Just like Brahmin. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very sorry to see the condition of the society. See, this Goswami, the original history of Goswami is the sixth Goswami. Now, out of the six Goswamis, none of them were priestly class. So far, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are great politicians. Prime Minister, a Finance Minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. So, similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a big Jamindar. His father is into Jamindar, means landholder. During British period, at that time not British period, Mohammedan period, they distributed land among some, I think, in the Western countries, so Burghuis they call it, Burghuis, or in England, the landholders, so what they are called. Yes, so Jaminda, landholder. So he belonged to a very big land. His father and uncle, two brothers. So he was the only son. So naturally, he was to inherit the whole property. And at that time, it was $1,200 income. Let's see how much he was each man. When he used to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in his youthhood, when he was 18 years, 20 years, he was almost from the contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. He used to distribute gold to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Gold, so much gold. What is the price of so much gold? He used to distribute. He was a rich man, so he was doing like rich man. So that is the history of Raghunath Das Goswami, that is the history of Sanatana Goswami. None of them were belonging to the Vaishnava sect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned this Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were rejected from the Brahmin family. Because at that time the Brahmin society was so strict. If somebody is takes service of a Muslim or anyone, I will immediately exterminate. You cannot be accepted as a Jew. Brahmin, Kshatriya, according to the Vedic system, the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Shudra and Vaishya, they will not accept any service, even if it is worth 200,000 dollars. No, that will not. That is a degradation. Only the Shudras can accept. That was the basis. To accept another service was so abominable. In the Bhagavad also it is stated that if the Brahmins and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, especially the Brahmins, they have no livelihood, then they can adopt the business of Kshatriya and Vaishya, but never accept the occupation of these jobs, Shudra. That is instead to accept service of others was so abominable, even 500 years ago. So these Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they are also belong to rich family, but because they accepted ministry in the government of the Mohammedan, they are just exterminated from the society. What is the extermination of society? He will never be invited. Nobody will offer his daughter to their family. Because according to the Vedic system, daughters and sons are not slaughtered in this way. The father and mother must engage. So, if one is exterminated, it is very difficult to get his daughter married. Nobody will accept. That was the condition. Actually, they also became hopelessness. They became almost mad. They changed their name, Davi Khas. This is Mahavidan. And Sakar Malli. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Goswami. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vilas Thakur, he belonged to the Mahavidan community. He was made Namacharya, the principal acharya of this chanting Hare Krishna. That is the revolutionary method of Chaitanya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not liked by the hereditary branch. They dislike. Whenever there is Chaitanya movement, they pose another counter. This Ramakrishna is a counter action of Chaitanya. Because Chaitanya, the Vaishnava Sampradaya accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as incarnation of God, so they presented this Balabhar Chatterjee as incarnation. And by worshiping Kali. You see? So this competition is since a very long time between the Vaishnava and the other sects. Anyway, when these Goswami, my point is that originally the Goswami came from ordinary person, there is no caste. But they manufactured a caste of this Brahmin class. This Brahmin class, the hereditary Brahmin class, played so many havocs in the history of India. The Pakistan is also due to these. They hated so much the Mohammedans and the Shudras. First of all, they hated the Shudras. And then, when the Shudras became Mohammedans, they hated the Mohammedans. And gradually develop that the so-called Shudras, Mahamudans, politically, the elites took advantage instead of them. They cut off India and Pakistan. So there are many histories. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He accepted everyone to this moment. So my Guru Maharaj's contribution is that he defeated this caste, Gosha. He defeated this Brahminism. He created that the same way as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, that as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Kiva Sudra Kiva Viprat Matikani Nai Jai Krishna Tattvajata Kailu. There is no consideration that whether a man is a sannyasi, a brahmin, or a sudra, or a vipa, jyapa, household level, no. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he is doctor, he is gosha, he is brahmin. That is the contribution in it, say within 100 years. That is the contribution there. And for this reason he had to face so many vehement protests from this Brahmin class Gosha. They conspired to kill him. Guru Maharaj told me personally, others, because by his grace, when I used to meet in alone, I used to talk so many things. So, fine. He used to talk so many things. But he personally told me that these people, they wanted to kill me. They collected 25,000 rupees and went to bribe the police officer in charge of that area. That he tested 25,000 rupees. He can do something against what he should have done first. He don't take mistake. He could understand that they want to kill him. Just like in your country also, the police. Kennedy was killed. He wanted to kill. So the police officer, frankly said, of course, he accepts bribe and he indulges in such things, but not for a husband, not for a saintly person. I cannot bear. And the police officer refused and came to Guru Maharaj that he said there. This is the position. Okay. So vehemently protested. So his method of preaching is just according to the, strictly according to the rules and regulations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was called by Advaita Prabhu, similarly Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he saw this condition of pseudo-Vaishnava all over the country, he also prayed to Lord Chaitanya that you kindly send somebody from your personal staff so that I can start it. So, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, as we prayed, Sri Gaura Karuna Sakti Vigrahaya Namaste. Gaura Saram. His mercy represented son of Lord Chaitanya. And he appeared as the son of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. At that time he was known as Hirana Dutt, King Dutt. And he appeared in 1867. As a child of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the house is still preserved in Jagannath Puri, at that time Jagannath Puri, he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, and he was the system, the Jagannath Puri, the manager, the official manager is the district magistrate. So he was district magistrate, and in February 1867, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. And when he appeared, he dispelled the intestine.
Embryo cord.
That embryo cord was like this. Yeah. That means Brahmin family. So, and when he was a child, he appeared in February. And then, when the Rath Yatra takes place in July. So, February, March, April, May, June, July. So, when he was 6 months old, the Rath Yatra festival was held, and by chance, a big car stopped in front of the house. That is generally the Jagannath car stops. That means our car also stops somewhere. And you have some difficulty to push it again. That's nice. That also happens in Jagannath Puri. It was thought, and some people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to push with his head. So that was wonderful. Anyway, the car stopped and the mother of our Guru Maharaj, the child Guru Maharaj, she took the opportunity and because she was manager's wife, so everyone respected the child. So she put the child on the leg of Jagannath. And as there are so many gardens, one garden immediately fell on the child. So, in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur understand that this child is not ordinary child, and he knew that I prayed to Gaurasundara to send me somebody. So, this boy, this child is sent by him. But he took care of him very carefully. And this way, his name was Vimala Prasad. Vimala Prasad Dutt. When he was 3 or 4 years old, he took one mango from the deity room and ate it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh, you have done a great wrong thing. You have taken the mango of the deity before offering him. It is a great offense. The child took it very seriously. And my Guru Maharaj never took mango throughout his whole life. Whenever mango was offered, you say, oh, I'm an offender. So, there was a big meeting. Huh? What is this sound? Somebody sneezing? All right. In Mindapur district, when he was a young man, he was holding meeting. He was a great astrologer. And he opened an astrological school when he was a young man. And there are many big students still practicing. They are all students of my Guru Maharaj. And there was a meeting in Midnapur district. The subject matter was Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So in that meeting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited. At that time he was not very in healthy condition, in this pose. So he asked Saraswati Thakur that you go and speak there. So he spoke the distinction between Brahmins and Vaishnavas. And he educated so many learned pandits. Then the whole audience began to test his water speed and test his water and drink it. And he said, well, no, that book is all available in Bengali. Brahmin Vaishnava. After disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1914, Bhaktivinoda Thakur organized this Krishna Chaitanya movement in pure form from Mayapur. He published many books and papers, Sajjana Prasani, and he passed away in 1914. At that time, he interested the matter, so Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that I am going, my work can finish about this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement to take charge of it. So he took very seriously the word of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So since 1914 to 18, he was simply thinking that how I can expand this movement. So in 1918, he started this movement with the help of some disciples. Krishna sent him. So one of the disciples, he's now Sitamaraj Parasiris. He belonged to Ramakrishna Mission Society. So he's very ambitious. He took the opportunity of starting this movement and finding out the saintly person. Apart from that point of view, with his help, this Gauri Mission was started and gradually developed. So in Calcutta, Guru Maharaj started in 1918, and I think in 1922, when I was young man, one of my friends, he took me to Guru Maharaj. That was my first meeting. And of course he was speaking to everyone, but he found me something. So immediately after my meeting, he said this, that, why don't you preach this Chaitanya start in the Western country? A very memorable day. Of course, I did not know that I have to do it. It is stop. Whatever you have, do not understand, you ask later, not in the middle. I could not understand that time, you see, because I talk to him in so many ways. Who will hear your Chaitanya's message? We are dependent country. That time I was Gandhi's devotee. In 1920, I gave up my educational career and joined this Congress movement because Gandhi's program was to boycott the university. Education, the British law court, So we took this opportunity and gave our education. So then Dr. Bose, he was my father's friend, and he asked, what is all what he's doing? My sister said, he has appeared in the examination, but he's not doing anything. So Dr. Bose was my father's friend. So he appointed me the manager of his doctor. I did not know anything still, he appointed me. So that was in 1921. In 1920, I gave up my education. Of course, I was married in 1918. And I got my first child in 1921. So, in 1922, when I saw my Guru Maharaj, and when I was convinced about his argument, mode of presentation, I was so much struck with wonder that I could understand that here is the proper person who can give a real religious idea. That I appreciate at that time. And at that time, I thought this great personality is asking me to preach. I would have immediately joined, but now I'm married. It is an injustice. Of course, I thought like that in that way. Of course, Guru Maharaj did not say anything that you give up your family life. No, never said. He simply gave the idea. So I thought that it would have been better if I was not married. Anyway, then 1923, I left Calcutta on my business and I established my headquarters at Allahabad. So, all the days I was thinking of this. Oh, I saw it. Very nice. Thank you for it. But I am now off from Calcutta. That thing. Pleasure. Practically, he initiated me. Because I was thinking. Always.
Yeah.
Then in 1928, there was a big fair. It is called Kumbh Mela. At that time I was doing business in Allahabad. My business was very flourishing. It is well known, grab shop. So, the persons who went to organize our Gauri Amar's camp in that fair, somebody has told that here is a Bengali gentleman's business, you can go and he's a very religious man, he'll help. So all the disciples of Guru Maharaj, they approached my shop, my store, drug store. And I was, because I was thinking of them, so I thought, oh, yeah, it's well. I was very glad that they have come again. I said, because I was separated from them in 1923, and again I saw them in 1928, after 5 years, and I was thinking of Guru Maharaj. But simply in this way, that's very nice. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. If I can see him again, right. So, in this way, with my help, the Allahabad center of Gauri Amar was established. Then I was initiated in 1933. And in 1936, I was at that time in Bombay, and Guru Maharaj was very much indisposed
and he was at Puri,
Jagannath Puri.
We have got our temple there.
Guru Maharaj's family is 64 temples, small and big. Just like I'm increasing, he increased. So most of the temples were in Bengal. In Bengal, there were about 50 out of 64. And one temple was at Allahabad, one was in Madras. In this way, outside Bengal, about 3-4, one Benares. And he sent Guru Maharaj also in 1933 to London, for preaching. But unfortunately, somehow or other, he could not do anything. So Guru Maharaj called him back in 1934. He was not satisfied and sent another court brother, Goswami. In 1936, just on the 13th December, I wrote him one letter, I think by the beginning of December 1936, I wrote one letter to Guru Maharaj. I knew he was a little signed up on me. I wrote to Guru Maharaj, you have got many disciples, I am also one of them, but they are doing direct service to you. Some of them are brahmacharis, some of them are sannyasins, but I am a householder, I cannot. Of course, I was giving some time, some monetary help, but I could not give any direct service. So I asked him that if there is any particular service I can do for you. So that letter was replied in 13th December, dated 13th December from Puri. And he passed away on the 31st, just a fortnight. So this reply was the same as he wanted me to do this teaching work in 1922 when I first met him. That you try to preach whatever you have learned from me, the English name people in English. That will do good to you and to the people to whom people preach. That is my mission. I took up that. And then he passed away in 1931 December. So I consulted some of my god brothers, senior god brothers. Guru Maharaj has told me that this person is good. So, you have heard the name of Professor Chandan and there were other doctors. They asked me to write on the Vaishnava Siddhanta in English. Perhaps in 1935, I wrote one poetry. The part of it is somebody you have got. And says he was very pleased. And since then he was insisting me that you write on preach and English. At that time I was thinking, what can I do? Anyway, after his passing away, the Vastigaurate paper was started as late in 1940. Point. Because the expenditure was for 300-400 rupees per month. So somehow or other it has begun the blessings of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as he wanted me, he desired me. So because he desired, I'm not very expert or educated or nothing extraordinary. But only thing is that I believe in God. That is, you can say, that is my quality. I believe 10% in this world. So, whatever success is there, it is just due to my own faith in His instruction. So, I am trying to follow. And by His grace, you are helping me. So, actually the responsibility will now depend on you. I want to hold back any path or anything moment. This moment should go on. This moment started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then accelerated by Usha, then again Vishnanta Kuti. And well, just like whenever there is Radharahi Dharma Sublime Bhavatana, there is some slowness. And either Krishna himself or some dependency comes to give it a pose. So, you should know it that this moment should be Krishna. You should not be neglected. And I am glad that you are catching the idea very nicely. And try a simple thing. Chant sincerely and follow the rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are not very strict. They are very simple. But because you are trained in a defined way, but I am so pleased and obliged to you that you have adopted. I never expected, when I came first in Boston, I was thinking, oh, we accept this Vaishnava rules and regulations. These people are after me, so I know what. It is his sex, and how they will accept. It is hopeless. How they will change, you see. Whether by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least I am hopeful that this movement can be accepted by anyone. It is not so hopeless as I thought. But apart from my calculation, you are realizing this movement should be pushed off. Just like great souls always think of the poor souls. Similarly, you should also feel. That is the way Lord Jesus Christ, you also felt for the sinful persons. So, this is very good. If we struggle hard to push this movement, then even if you don't get any follower, Krishna will be satisfied. And our business is to satisfy Krishna. That is what Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhakti Rukhati. Bhakti means one has to engage his all senses for the satisfaction. The material life means sense satisfaction for itself. I like this. I like this. I want to do something. I want to sing something, chant something, eat something, or touch something, or taste something. This is something, and that means using the senses. That is material. I want to touch that soft skin. I want to taste that, what is it called? Nice food. I want to smell like this. I want to walk like this. The same thing, walking, tasting, touching, aren't they? Should be utilized for Krishna. That's all. Instead of touching something else, if we touch the sanctified lotus feet of a devotee, the touch is utilized.
It's eating nonsense. We eat
Krishna prasada to do that.
And it's not smelling something as we smell the flowers of our tradition.
So nothing is stopped.
If you want to use our sex life, yes, it can use for producing Krishna consciousness. Nothing is stopped. Simply it is purified. This is the whole problem. There is no question of stop this. Stop cannot. How can it stop? Suppose that I am a human being. If somebody says, oh, you cannot eat, is it possible? I must eat. So, there is no question of stopping. The question is purified. So, the other philosophy is to snap down, hold it, make it boil, just like they say, become desired. They advocate. How can I be desired? Desire must be there. But I shall desire for Krishna. So this is very nice process. And even others do not take it very seriously, or they do not come to our philosophy. If you try for it, that is your Krishna. Krishna will be satisfied. Or Acharya will be satisfied. Guru Maharaj will be satisfied. And just the prasada will. If they are satisfied, then you will be satisfied. Not that others is satisfied or not. While you are chanting, some public is satisfied. No, we are not concerned with that. He may be satisfied or not satisfied. But if I chant in the proper way, then my predecessor, the Acharya, will be satisfied. That is my reason. If I don't invent in my own way, I am very glad that Krishna has sent so many nice boys and girls to help me and be better in this office as they. And there is nothing mine. I am simply a post-champion. I am delivering to you what I have heard from my Guru Maharaj. And simply you also act in the same way. And you'll be happy. And the world will be happy. And Krishna will be happy. Everything.